And there's this guy that just goes around, and his job is to fucking party.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Andy. He's back.
I'm back.
What's up?
Not much. Went to Jamaica, so that's why I was gone for 2 weeks. That was fun.
Yeah, how was that?
It was nice. I got to check off the bucket list. I've always wanted to sit on like white sand with blue water and drink.
Ooh.
And I got to do that.
Nice.
So it was nice. And yeah, lots of like water activities and drinking. Dude, they promote drinking so hard at that place. Our room had a refillable bar in it that they refilled all the time. And it, like, this was all included. So it was so good.
Damn.
And they had a fridge of like all these mixers so you could mix with the alcohol. So it was perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Meeting any chicks there?
My wife.
Oh, shit. Right. Oh. Sorry.
Excuse me.
She meeting your chicks there?
Oh, I tried. We went to dinner at this like Kobe Steakhouse kind of place, mm-hmm. and there was a family there from Omaha, Nebraska that lived up on like 168th and West Center. We're like out of Seriously? All the fucking places, yeah.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah.
That's not only like your city, but like close to like your hood.
Yeah. So it was really weird, but there was a lot of like English and English Canadians and Americans. That was actually mostly it.
Yeah,
really weird.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, we met like a really Asian couple that was from Toronto, but they had no like Canadian accent whatsoever. It was still heavy mm-hmm. Asian, and I was like, "Oh, that's so good." But yeah, the amount of drinking they promote there is just so good.
So good.
We went to a swim up bar pool thing kind of. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy that just goes around and his job is to fucking party. And so the first day we were like full day we were there, we go to the swim up bar and we're drinking and this dude comes and like grabs all the, cuz it's all couples. There's no mm-hmm. single people there. And he like gets all the people in the pool and then we play beer pong in the pool.
Oh,
and then nice. another time we played like a Jamaican version of Sorry, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, while the pool. And then they'll go around and just fucking pour shots in people's mouths. It's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it was good. It was worth it. Expensive, but it's awesome. It's
so you're saying there were no single people there? Whoa, what a surprise.
I know, yeah. Yeah. It's a couple's. But we might try, like, again, maybe going to another all-inclusive, but, like, ones in Mexico are, like, half the price, and they're still almost the same. So maybe do that instead, because, damn, sandals is expensive.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But it was good.
Yeah, I'm glad it was good, at least.
Yeah, it was worth it. It was a nice honeymoon.
Got your money's worth.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Food-wise, we got our money's worth. I ate so much. When I found out that, like you just order, and then you're done, and you get up and leave. That's it. It's awesome.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, because everything's all included.
Yeah, everything's all included. But when I thought about it, I was like, wait a minute. I can just order multiple things, since it's, like, all inclusive.
Yeah.
And it worked. And they're like, okay. They didn't even question it. They're just like, that's cool.
Oh, man.
And then when we were done, we just got up and left. Like, the first night we were there, I got, like, 2 lobster tails and steak.
Oh, dude, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. It was just that. And then everybody there, dude, Jamaican people are so fucking cool. Oh, they're so cool. They're just, they don't care. They just don't care. Everything is so just laid back. And like, we only smelled weed a couple times.
Only a couple?
Only a couple. I thought it would just be like haze.
No. Everywhere. Yeah.
No. That's the dumb white person
in
me.
Maybe if you like spent an evening in like downtown Kingston
Probably.
Or something.
Yeah. My boss talked about, she went there like a month before us for a wedding for a friend, and she said they were passing people selling weed brownies on the bus going to where they were going, and I was like, oh! So the whole time we're driving, I'm like, looking out the window and everything, like, huh? Huh?
Oh. Is it you? You selling?
Yeah. Nobody. So.
Damn.
Yeah. But that's okay. I'm not bummed. We drank. It was nice. They had this thing there called a rum punch, and I don't know. I imagine it's rum and just punch, but it's so fucking good, and you don't taste the rum half the time.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
It's dangerous to drink alcohol when you don't taste the alcohol.
Yes, and this one thing, we went on like a catamaran boat, like sunset cruise thingy, and they were just... Like, the moment your glass was empty, the people on the boat would be like, here, another one, and just hand you them. So I think I maybe had, like, 9 on this, like, 2-hour boat ride.
Oh, man.
And when we stood up, because we were actually, like, just sitting down hanging over the boat, and when we stood up to, like, leave, holy shit. It was, like, black. Yeah, we had a blackout night. It was great. But, yeah, you don't taste it. And then once you're, like, 5 of them in, you don't taste anything. So then it's just... juice. But it was a good time. I really enjoyed it. Got a new phone. Got the 7 Plus.
Nice. So
eventually, I was telling Matt before, I'm going to get a video of me just pouring a bottle of water on this thing because it can do it. And
yeah,
why the fuck not? And I also have Apple Care. So if anything gets ruined, I'll just be like, replace, please. But it's awesome going from because my previous phone was 3 generations back, so in technology world, that's a huge jump.
Yeah, that's a big jump.
Oh, that's fucking mind-blowing, dude. I can open Facebook in like 5 seconds. My 5S was like a good 30 seconds. Geez. Yeah. And texting, I'd get like you guys' text, I'd get them, hit the like notification, and it was a good like 15 seconds before the wind, like everything loaded. This is like instant. It's so good.
Damn.
Yeah, I love it. I try to do 3 years with iPhones because they're so fucking expensive.
What are you gonna do about headphones?
All right. So the only place I honestly listen to headphones is at work.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done is I've just left my 5S there since that's got the headphone jack, and with my iCloud account, I still get my Apple Music and podcasts.
So there,
I'll just do that. But at home, everything's Bluetooth for me, and my car is Bluetooth. So it really hasn't been, so far it hasn't been a bad thing. And they also gave me, and I keep it at home, lightning to through audio jack thing.
Yeah.
And what's cool is, at least, like, it sucks that I have to still buy them, but they're only $9 from Apple, which is really nice for, because the thing when it was to change from the old iPhone adapter to lightning was like $45.
Hmm.
And I was like, fuck that noise.
Well, That's pretty clever that, you know, you have to use 2 phones.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me, though.
You missed Tam. Tam was freaking out because apparently he listens to headphones 24/7.
Yeah.
Like at work and stuff like that. And he was like, he's like, I want to upgrade. This is stupid. And I
get a 6 Plus.
I mean, I was right. Good. I mean, I was right there with him. I was encouraging him. But he had the opposite reaction to you.
Oh.
It's pretty funny.
That's the reason I got it, was the loss of the headphone jack would not affect me once I figured out that, I'll just use my old phone as a wireless iPod. And
yeah,
I have Wi-Fi at work, so it's perfect.
So. Ooh, maybe that's why they took it away, to get people to buy iPods again.
They haven't refreshed them in so long, though. I don't even remember when the last refresh was.
Because that's why I got rid of my iPod once smartphones became big. I was like, the fuck's the point? I have all my music on my phone anyway. I mean, it's just the same thing. It just plays the damn
and
files.
In the moment I got like Apple Music, it like almost eliminated the need to have music on my phone too.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah. So I've been waiting like, I swear to God, like 2 months to bring this up, because like there was a week where you weren't here and then like Tam wasn't here and then we were all here and I forgot. And then you were gone twice and then Tam has now been gone twice.
All right.
I haven't been able to get everyone here Andy, we need to finish Pokemon.
Dude, and I actually played and trained a little on the airplane.
Really?
From Jamaica. So I'm pretty damn close to 60.
We need to finish Pokemon.
I actually, like, it was the first thing when I was packing. I was like, dude, I'm going to have time. I'm literally sitting on an airplane for 6 hours. Mm-hmm. So I played Pokemon. And it was grueling grinding. That's all I was doing. Yeah. So on the way to Jamaica, they had movies, thank God, in the seats.
Yeah.
So I watched Batman, Superman, and just left-righted and just aid as much as I could. And then I'd go refresh, and yeah, so I ground.
Nice.
So I've got two more Pokemon that I need to get to 60. They're at like 58 right now. So
cool.
And then I'll be there. So
cool. So
lots of grind. Lots of doing the cameraman and interview.
Oh, method. Yeah.
Hitting that grinding method. Yeah. Because natural grinding is so crappy because the Pokemon can sometimes be so weak.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Especially in a place that should have higher level. I'll get like level 5 Tentacruel or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
No, that sucks. Yeah, so it would be one thing if like we barely started, but like
we're
almost done.
Yeah, I know, because after this one are the next steps, then after the Elite Four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're like one step from completing the game and having our final battle.
I know, that's why I took it on the airplane ride. I was like, I'm going to get this done. So.
And it's been
over a year.
Yeah, it's been over a year.
I remember I saw a Facebook post and I was like,
yeah. It's been over a year, and it's probably been like 10 months since we last battled.
Yeah. So
maybe 11.
I'll get there, I promise. Yeah. I'm on it. Two Pokemon.
Okay, good.
Two new ones. That's why it took me a little bit.
And I thought I had something else to bring up in the
opening. I had to, like, with that gym fucking me up, I had to go get some new Pokemon to fight. And so I had to level them up.
I see. I guess I didn't have anything else for the opening.
Games?
For people that are wondering where Tam is, his alternator broke, so he can't get anywhere.
He just doesn't have good life. Like, things happen to him, and I feel bad. Like, all his apartment troubles.
Oh, God.
Like, and they're never their fault. It's always, like, the shitty people's fault.
Yeah. I'd offer to go get him for the podcast, but he still lives kind of far away.
In Giles, if I'm correct.
Did he move from there?
I just don't know.
Because if he was, like, well, especially if he lived where you did again.
Yeah.
I would be like,
hey. Like, I could pick him up on my way here.
I'd be like, why don't you guys carpool?
Yeah.
You guys live in the same apartment complex. But I mean, you know.
No, they're living with Abby's mom now? Or did they actually move to an apartment?
They moved.
They moved.
They moved.
Okay.
Yeah. Where is he? Because if he was, like, relatively close, yeah, I'd go get him.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The ideal situation, yeah, would be if he still lived.
Oh, yeah.
Over there.
Well, Tam, when you're listening to this, give us a text and let us know.
Send us a text. Another thing you reminded me. Another reason we need to finish Pokemon is because we're borrowing Abby's games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, hopefully they're together for a while.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into gaming news.
Oui.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. This is gaming news.
Really quick. It's at least technology. You want to see a cool but totally useless feature on this phone?
The animated backgrounds?
Yeah, but like they only activate when you touch.
I know.
Yeah, that's why I said it's cool but totally useless.
Minecraft mashup packs are really neat bits of DLC. They're not just building materials. The developers actually create a preset world based around each pack with dungeons, hidden areas, and bosses to fight. In a way, it kind of answers the what do you do question for Minecraft.
That's actually really cool. Giving Minecraft kind of a narrative or at least an arcade mode.
Mm-hmm. The most recent one is a Chinese mythology mashup pack, which was announced at Minecon. Has a new battle minigame map, 41 skins, 13 new music tracks, out for console versions on October 4th for $4.99.
that's not all that for $5. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. What are some of the other ones?
That's an amazing question, because I thought they'd be listed here, but they are not. Let me take a look here.
All right. Oh, man. Like, I can get down on... Every once in a while, I'll go through, like, a Minecraft, like, yeah, I'm going to play some. And then I'll play for, like, 3 hours, and that's it. Then I'm done for another big chunk of time.
Okay. There is a Halo Edition one.
All right.
Which has a new menu screen, new world, new item textures, new block, skins, mob texture.
That'd be cool if they just built the Halo ring.
That'd be cool if it was like the Master Chief Collection and you just never got to play.
So salty.
It came with a Halo 5 Guardians. Okay, so it's a Halo Edition that came with a Halo 5 Guardians update with new skins.
Oh.
There's a Mass Effect one, a Skyrim one, a Festive Edition. Looks like it's Christmas stuff.
What the hell is a Skyrim? Is it just Skyrim? Like Skyrim in made in Minecraft?
It's got a new menu screen, a new world, new item textures, new sound effects, and new skins. So, yeah, okay. It's got, you know, Skyrim item textures, Skyrim sound right. effects, Skyrim skins. Little Big Planet Edition, Greek Mythology Edition, Halloween Edition. Are you serious? Oh, Super Mario Edition. I had no idea Minecraft was out on the Wii U.
It's out on everything.
Yeah. Well, Super Mario Edition. Nice. Speaking of Skyrim, I've been playing the shit out of Skyrim recently.
Dude, I've actually been thinking about it since it runs so well on my computer mm-hmm. now. I'm really thinking about playing it because I'm almost finished with Nuka World, and I'm like, man, I want to play another Bethesda game.
I need to get started on Nuka World.
It's not bad. I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is some of the character quests you get. You have to travel back to the Commonwealth to do them, and yeah. I don't like all that fast traveling, which on a PC wouldn't be bad because it loads pretty fast on a PC, I imagine.
Yeah. But it loaded real fast when I had it on my SSD.
I imagine.
That was awesome.
But on the PS4, it's a like chunk of time mm-hmm. to fast travel. So you have to fast travel back to the Commonwealth and then fast travel to whatever you want. And also if you're carrying all the shit and you have like a... It's just it's a big pain in the ass, all the loading.
Yeah. I was sending the most like humble brag text message to my friend Katie, because Skyrim on my solid state hybrid drive is pretty fast. And I was like, I really want to get the sarcastic loading screens mod, but I never really see the loading screens.
Yeah, Skyrim's like that with me on the PC. I love it because mm-hmm. The first time I played it was on the PS3 and it was god fucking awful.
You want me to recommend you some mods from the Steam Workshop?
I think I have like 160 already installed.
Jesus Christ. I thought I was modding it till it breaks and I have like 40.
Oh, yeah. I just went through one or two evenings and like it's when I got my brand new card that mm-hmm. I was like, I could already play it on the PC, but I got the card and I could like ultra it already. Or ultra it, and I was like, mm-hmm. fuck yes. So then nice. I went to just mod Crazy City because I wanted to see if I could break it.
Nice.
I can do 100. That's the max mods I got working. And it was a lot of dicking around.
I know, that's the only thing that sucks about mods is the dicking around. Yeah. Especially when you install a bunch of them at once, and then something goes wrong, and you're like,
I
just installed 8 of them. Like,
I always start, I'll pick a lot and then I'll start, like, uncheck mm-hmm. them all and then go from there.
Yeah.
But I always start with texture and sound mods.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there I go up. But I always make sure the textures get installed first in the...
Yeah, I downloaded the Skyrim came out when it came out with the remaster for Xbox One and PS4. It came out with free download for a high-res texture pack. So I downloaded that, but I also downloaded mods that were city overhauls for every city, and they look so much better.
Do they?
Yeah. Okay. Everything looks, especially Whiterun.
Ooh, Whiterun was so boring.
Oh, my God. It looks so good.
Doesn't it? All right. It's on the Steam store?
Yeah. Go to the workshop, and I think you can just search city overhaul.
All right.
They have one for like every city, so there's quite a bit.
Oh, okay. There's a separate one. Okay.
Yeah, there's a separate one for every city. And then there's also like a villages overhaul, which kind of makes the just random places you run into, like shacks out in the middle of nowhere, makes those look better too.
Oh, all right. Cool. But dude, that was my favorite thing about Skyrim, was just fucking running around and seeing what you could, because that map was huge.
Yeah. And I also got the, there's some audio packs, the like the dungeons, the wild cities, that kind of revamp the audio for cities and stuff like that. Yeah. Like when you go into a tavern, there's actually like a chatter of people in the tavern rather than being weirdly silent.
Are you playing as a character you've never played before?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to do, because I'm always a fucking rogue or swords.
Oh, so. I am the exact opposite. I am always a heavy armor kind of smithing person, so I am playing a rogue.
Like, I'm going to play a mage. I've never done a mage, like a magic character ever.
So. I've always done restoration magic and the occasional destruction spell here or there, but.
Yeah, see, I'm going to try and be all magic, so all I'm going to see if I can find some builds. I mean, the game's been out long enough, there's builds.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm trying to be all sneaky, pickpocket.
That's the best way to play rogues. Yeah. Are you always rogue swords or rogue, like, bows? Or archery, I guess.
It's a little bit of both, really.
I do. I try to do all bows, like bows and pickpocketing.
I do use my bow quite a bit, but I also have bonuses to sneak attacks with daggers.
Nice.
So I get like 12 times damage.
Ooh, then are you going to do the hand? No, not the hand.
Dark Brotherhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I got one of my bonuses to daggers. Nice. I just finished the Thieves Guild.
Are the Thieves Guilds that's in the sewers of that one city?
Yeah, sewers of Riften.
Yes, thank you. Okay, yes. That's who I was thinking of. It was the Thieves Guild. I like them a lot.
I just finished that.
I like the armor set you get from that.
Yeah, at the end.
It's so good.
The Nightingale armor?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Damn, that's I've good. Got that.
Nice. Is that what you're using?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
And because I have light, since I use all light armor because I'm a rogue, I got those bonuses like, you get a bonus for wearing a matching set of light armor, so
that's nice. So good.
That's
probably honestly my favorite set of armor in that game. I would always try and get the Nightingale, because it was like the agility bonus you got from it too, because it was light. Like you could be so fast.
I have a mod called Amazing Race Tweaks for the Khajiit, which lets you jump higher because you know you're a cat.
Yeah,
and that has changed the way I play that game.
Oh, are you Khajiit?
Yeah, that has like that little mod that makes it a little bit different. If you play as a Khajiit, has like totally revamped the way I play that game. Because like if I'm fighting someone hard, sometimes I can usually find a little perch to jump up to, like a damn cat. And I'll jump up there and I'll shoot with my bow. And they'll if they're like a magic or a bow user, you know, I got to be careful, but if they're not, sometimes it makes it a little too easy, but it is, what would a Khajiit do? You know, it's a cat, jump up there and shoot your bow.
I always got the mod for Fallout 3 in New Vegas where it made you like actually run. So you could like your run was a lot faster than the normal run, because that run was painful in the game.
That jog.
Yeah, that jog. So yeah, it turned it into an actual run. It was really nice.
Speaking of Khajiits, I downloaded the follower mod Inigo, which just look it up. Inigo, obviously Inigo, like Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. Just look it up on YouTube or the Steam Workshop. It's very highly rated. The version you get on the Steam Workshop, though, is kind of behind. I haven't noticed anything, but apparently it's version 1.1, where they kind of stopped working on it on the workshop, and it's now on the Nexus mods at, like, version 2.2 or something like that.
Oh, shit.
But I haven't really bothered. Sounds like a pain in the ass to mix Nexus mods and Steam Workshop. I should have just started with Nexus mods, because it seems like the modders get more free range on Nexus, but also it's not, you know, integrated into
so easily with Steam mods.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I have Nexus for Fallout 4, so I don't know. Although I started using the Steam Workshop before I even knew what Nexus was, so. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I got Inigo. He's a Khajiit. He's extremely interesting.
Oh.
Like, he's funny. He has almost a comment like on everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You find him in the Rift in jail. He's got a story to him, and
that's awesome.
I mean, fully voice acted.
That's everything. That's cool.
It's so good, which is weird because, like, in Fallout, I always have a companion with me, like, all the time.
Yeah.
But in Skyrim, I, like, never want a companion with me.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like more of a burden, but I have
companions
an ego.
Companions can die, though, can't they?
Not an ego.
Oh, okay.
He's marked as essential.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is great. Like, on one hand, I mean, I understand that companions can die, but on the other, like, you get a companion, and then, like, 10 minutes later, they're dead. It's like, oh.
I've killed so many companions.
Yeah,
on
like,
accident.
Yay.
Yeah.
Glad I got to see their personality. strong as hell, too. Goddamn.
Nice.
And I gave him all the heavy armor that I've found that I don't use, I gave to him.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. But it's a really good mod. And what was... Oh, The other mod I got recently is the X Gonna Give It To You mod that randomly replaces battle music with the uncensored version of X Gonna Give It To You.
Oh, is it awesome? Do you get
yes.
like, pumped when it comes
yes,
on?
Yes, it's awesome. There's two versions of the mod. One that replaces all battle music with X Gonna Give It To You, which I thought would get annoying.
Yeah.
So I did the version where... It rotates with the regular battle music. So every now and then,
good.
You'll be all of a sudden in the back, you hear that like, art, art, start to the song. And you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm going to have to break out Skyrim soon. Man.
It's so good.
I love it. In that game, there's so much to do in that game. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
I tried to adopt a child, and I have a house. I have the Breeze home, but apparently I need another bedroom because she's like, well, where's the child going to live? I'm like, I have a house. But the only option is like, I haven't thought about that. I have a house that I'm like never in.
I know. Like,
I'm just... never going to be there for the child, but it'll have a house to live in.
It will live comfortably.
I like how she asks, can I learn a little bit about you? And one of the options is I'm the Dragonborn. So you're like, I'm the Dragonborn. And she's like, that's not funny. Oh my god, you are the Dragonborn.
You got Fusrodow, that bitch. Fusrodow.
I always say Fusrodow. I've had to do that when I was doing the end of the Thieves Guild. There's two people following you from the Thieves Guild. And I went into a tent, and I got, like, caught. They were in the doorway. And I had to use that to get them away.
Oh, stop that.
Limited mods are coming to Minecraft Pocket Edition.
Oh, that's interesting.
And Windows 10.
So your phone can get mods, but yeah. PS4 can't.
Oh, damn. Shots fired. Hold on. I don't have that sound effect. I really should. Hold on.
Hold on.
It's going to be real good when I pull it up on YouTube here.
I can see YouTube loading in the window. That's a lot of dicks on that screen.
All right. Shots fired.
Thank you.
Well, that was real good.
I like that sound.
Surprised we haven't won any awards.
I know.
Hardware specs are out for Civ 6.
Are they powerful? I don't know. I'm honestly so far removed from hardware specs
mm-hmm.
that I'm not sure anymore.
Honestly, they don't look horrible to me.
Civ 5's hardware specs when they came out weren't bad.
I like how it does mention, though, that you're going to need a DVD ROM required if you have a disc. Like, they mentioned that. DVD ROM required for disc install.
Yeah.
Really? So the minimum specs, Windows 7, obviously. Intel Core i3 or AMD Phenom 2. 4 gigs of RAM, 12 gigabyte hard drive. 1 gigabyte DirectX 11 video card. So an AMD 5570 or NVIDIA 450. That's not horrible. Mm-hmm. Recommended specs, 4th gen Intel Core i5 or AMD FX 8350. I have no idea what generation the Core i5 in this thing is.
No idea. You can probably look it up.
I have no idea. I know they say...
CPU-Z is a good program for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have that actually. I know they say 2.5 gigahertz on the Intel Core i5, and I think that's what I have in here. It's a 2.5, maybe a 3.0. I don't fucking know. 8 gigs plus of RAM, 12 gigabyte hard drive again. So it's only a 12 gigabyte install.
No, that's not that bad.
Yeah, that's not horrible. Like, Doom is 65 gigabytes.
Dude, Doom's so good, though.
It's ridiculous. 2 gigabyte DirectX 11 video card, AMD 7970 or NVIDIA 770.
Not bad.
Plus, obviously, above that. So, sounds like I can run it on recommended specs. Nice. So, that'll be sweet. Nice. It'll be sweet.
Are you getting it launch day then?
Hell yeah. We got that shit pre-ordered. I've got like the collector's edition too. Ooh. Where I get like a soundtrack pack, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I also get the DLC down the road.
Oh, so like season pass thing.
Yeah. Nice. And I know I'm going to play Civ constantly forever. So, I mean, Civ 5 is my most played game on Steam. So
I think it is mine too. That game's so fucking good.
Rocket League's new update gets a little taste of BioShock. The new track is very BioShocky, and it's Under the Sea.
Ooh, cool. I play that every once in a while. Under the Sea. I'll boot it up.
I mentioned this last week on the podcast with Tyler, but last Saturday I played with Tyler, Stefan, and one of Tyler's friends. And we were kicking so much ass.
On Rocket League?
Oh my God. We had such a good night.
Nice.
We were kicking ass in Rocket
League. Can PC play with PS4?
They can, but you can't join a party together.
Ah.
Like, you can match up in games, but you can't, like, join a party and join games. Yeah. Darn. And then Sunday night, I played doubles with Stefan, and we had, like, our most painful loss ever. With, like, a minute to go, we were down 5-4. Ooh. And we scored with, I think, 40 seconds left to tie it, and then we scored like right away to get the lead, so we were up 6-5.
Oh, nice.
And then somehow we let them score with about 5 seconds left, and so it was tied at 6, and then they scored off the opening hit.
Oh no.
And we lost 7-6. And it was painful.
Hold the heart.
Yeah. Alright. The creators of Pokemon Uranium are moving on.
Yeah, I saw that. That sucks.
That does suck.
At least it'll still be out there on the internet.
Yeah, if anyone needs Pokemon Uranium, hit me up. Because I got it.
Go get that.
Shh, don't tell Nintendo.
They just break through the window. We knew!
We would like to pay. If anyone watches old We Would Like to Play.
No.
Someone is dying right now after listening to that joke. Anyway, so Pokemon Uranium.
Oh, hey.
Done. What? I'm bleeding. You're, what?
In my forehead.
Oh.
That's it. All right. Continue.
I was concerned there for a second. It's like, what? Andy's dying over here, guys. Alrighty. That will do it for gaming news. Let's move to technology while Andy dies over here.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news.
Please assume the position.
Say it again. That's probably the best character in New Vegas.
Oh my God. You should. Have you seen the Fallout Storyteller on ShoddyCast?
Yes.
Have you
yes,
seen the Fisto episode? Oh my God, that's a great episode. They actually released a mod, that the radio mod with the storyteller as the...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. New law forces IMDb to remove the age of actors upon request.
That's random,
weird.
Okay.
The goal of the bill is to discourage age discrimination and hiring practices.
Oh.
It feels really weird because, like, okay, so your age isn't on IMDb. It's not like it's a secret. Like, yeah. And it even says this doesn't apply to news outlets. It just applies for websites like Studio System, IMDb,
Is Wikipedia on there?
It doesn't look like it.
Well, then the world is fine. Wikipedia will have it.
So that's it's really weird. I mean, they don't have to remove the ages of everyone, but if they're requested to, they have to. So, all right.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, so Google Glass is dead. Kind of, because my doctor uses it. But Snapchat is coming out with spectacles.
I thought those were just sunglasses. It's a thing?
Snapchat is betting that it wasn't so much the fear on being assaulted that killed Google Glass. It's just that people didn't want to pay $1,500 for the privilege.
Yeah, if it wasn't that expensive, I probably would have got it.
The glasses feature a fisheye lens that captures video in 115-degree angle, which is closer to the eye's natural field of view. The user taps a button on the hinge, a ring of lights indicates to stranger that they are being filmed, and a short clip is recorded. Good luck with that.
Yeah. I don't think Snapchat's the company that's going to do it.
I do not think so either.
Yeah.
Facial recognition software lets you find a cam girl who looks just like your crush. Megacams.me is a site that touts itself as a live sex search engine. They have just introduced their latest feature, a search function that lets you upload pictures of your crush to find cam girls that look just like her.
Oh, that's so good. I'm going to try that with Camilla.
Oh, my God. You know who they're going to find? That stripper from the...
Hey, that'd be funny.
That was so funny. I remember she asked me, she's like, did you think that stripper looked like me? I think she was hoping I'd say no, but I was like, you know, kind of. Squint. You know, like if your path had diverged at some point down a worse path,
it might have
been where you would have ended up. Hypothetically. If things had gone bad. Samsung Galaxy 2 spews smoke and sparks on a flight to Singapore.
Wait, a Galaxy 2? Or just a Galaxy, the new one?
Samsung Galaxy 2.
Okay, that's random.
The crew quickly identified minor smoke coming from the hat rack of a seat. Seat 23C, to be specific.
Oh.
Taking the precautionary measure... The cabin crew relocated all passengers to other seats and further observed the smoke being emitted. It came from a Samsung Note 2.
Jeez. I bet...
There was no fire observed, but sparks were observed. See, I thought this had a problem when it was charging, but apparently the fucking thing just fucking explodes.
Well, that's the Note 7s, though.
Well,
but I just think that's
the Note 2 explodes as well.
Yeah.
Do you mean the Galaxy 7? Samsung Galaxy 7?
No, the Galaxy Note 7. Or the Samsung Note 7s are the ones that are exploding.
Oh, man, it is Note 7. God, I didn't realize they were up to Note 7.
Yeah, that's why I was like, wow, this is old as shit.
Yeah, I was like, have we been talking about Note 7s? Fuck. Well, this was a Galaxy Note 2.
Huh. Oh, man. That brand name got hurt bad.
We have been informed about the incident in India involving a Note 2, which uses a replaceable battery. There is a chance that it was an aftermarket battery. Which I do know that when it comes to batteries, like don't skip on batteries.
Yeah.
Because those things can spark and melt.
Yeah.
Don't get a cheap battery. Have you been hearing about Anthony Weiner?
Is this still on the second time he got caught sexting?
Well, he has been sexting with a 15-year-old.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah. The dude can't fucking stop.
Like, what the hell? What the hell?
Like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, that's new. That's new news to me. That's funny.
The feds have issued a subpoena for Weiner's cell phone records and other records. The federal subpoena isn't publicly available, but we can assume, as is the case in investigations of this nature, authorities will ask the service providers of applications used by Wiener for his records.
Oh, jeez.
According to screenshots published by the Daily Mail and allegedly of Wiener's lewd conversations with a 15-year-old girl, Wiener used the messaging app Kick, as well as Twitter and Facebook, to send messages.
Oh, God.
All of these companies have a policy of turning over data when authorities issue a warrant.
Oh, he might be boned.
This guy's so boned. Wiener is so wienered. Oh, God, where is that? Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
What the fuck, dude?
Hold on. I'm almost there.
Almost there.
Hold on. The wiener got wienered.
I mean, his wife's not that bad looking either.
His wife stayed beside him after the first one, yeah. But I think she's splitting from what
yeah,
I heard.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man.
And as Todd and Tyler say, so just want to let you know I'm stealing this joke. His wife Hadma is leaving him. Hadma Wiener.
That's good. I like that. I haven't heard that actually.
All right, Andy, that'll do for technology. Let's go ahead and move on to news.
To do the real stuff.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood.
Good night, sweet prince.
Three hit combo.
All right. A dog in Houston, I'm sorry. Let's start this over.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood.
Three hit combo.
A dog in Hudson, Colorado, stabbed her owner with a paring knife.
I only saw this headline. I never looked into it, yeah. So that's awesome.
The injury to Celinda Haynes' left forearm was so bad that she had to go to the hospital.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Mia, a 1.5-year-old Chesapeake Bay retriever, picked up a freshly sharpened paring knife with her mouth from the kitchen counter. The blade was sticking outward from her mouth. Haynes offered the dog treats and hoped that Mia would drop the knife, but that didn't quite go according to plan. When Mia went over to eat the treat, she ran the knife across my arm and cut a big old gash, approximately 4 to 5 inches long. The medical staff who treated the injury were very skeptical that a dog did it. They suspected domestic violence. That would be hard to...
Yeah, disprove.
Like, I got cut up. My dog did it.
Yeah. Gonna have to talk to your husband. No.
Deputy Zach Johnson was sent to the Haynes home, where he reportedly found blood everywhere. When dispatch said that there was a person who was stabbed by a dog, I had to make sure I heard that correctly. Of course, my initial thought was, what's really going on here? Deputies also contacted Haynes' husband as part of the investigation and found that he had been at the Department of Motor Vehicles at the time of the stabbing.
All right.
Ultimately, police decided that Mia was the only suspect. Obviously, we're not charging Mia with anything because she's a dog. Thank you for that clarification.
Yeah. I didn't think that would happen, so I think you're going to be okay.
Wow, she even pulls knives out of the knife block.
What?
Anything for me to chase her, she'll do it. Jesus Christ. Okay, well, we need to start putting knives up very high.
Yeah. Oof. Or start betting on that dog.
Beware of dog with knife.
Damn.
Harvard honors strange discoveries in science with Ig Nobels. They're like Nobel Prizes, but Ig Nobels.
Ig Nobels. All right.
Now, for some brave scientists, there are the Ig Nobel Prizes, which are annually given out by the Annals of Improbable Research to discoveries that cannot or should not be reproduced.
Okay.
They were handed out for the 26th year this past Thursday night at Harvard University in Cambridge. They were handed out by a group of actual Nobel Prize winners. Okay, so Nobel Prize winners are handing you a joke prize like, ooh, you did real good.
It's like the gold stars.
Let's see. The Ig Nobel Reproduction Prize went to the late Ahmed Shafiq of Egypt, who died in 2007 for a 1993 paper documenting that rats who wore polyester or polyester cotton blends were less sexually active than those who wore cotton or wool pants.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
That's a thing.
Two Britons split this year's Biology Ig Nobel. Oxford University fellows Charles Foster was honored for his book, Being a Beast. Chronicling his experiments living as a badger, including digging a den to sleep in and eating worms.
I can't believe these are real.
His countryman, Thomas Thwaites, worked in a similar vein. He built a set of prosthetic leg extensions to try living as a goat in Switzerland.
That's awesome.
And finally, Japan's Atsuki Higashima and Kohei Adachi. Probably just, let's start over.
No, sorry. I thought you were just going to, I was like, start of the story, all right.
They were granted the Ig Nobel on a paper for how objects look different when one bends over and views them through another's legs.
They got grant money for that. Oh, God.
Hmm. And finally in news, a cow takes down a helicopter.
No fucking way.
A cow in Australia scuffled with a helicopter over the weekend, and the battle didn't end the way you might expect. When an unidentified chopper pilot tried to round up cows at a cattle station on the Cape York Peninsula in Queensland on Sunday, things did not go well. It is believed that the rails underneath the helicopter got tangled up in a cow's horns, causing the chopper to lose balance. While the chopper was utterly destroyed, the 35-year-old pilot of the helicopter was uninjured, except perhaps for his pride.
I was going to say, dude, that's a sound and probably a visual that he will not forget.
There's a picture of the helicopter, and it is like 100% destroyed.
Holy shit!
There is like not even scrap metal left.
Oh my god. We should end every podcast like that.
All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Email us, we are the defenders of the nudes, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.